Things that the oldest children bring up in therapy. That's what I want to talk about. If you're new to the show, I am an oldest child, oldest of four boys growing up. I was almost 5 years old when my youngest brother was born. So we're all very close together in age. But I feel like we were all raised very, very differently. And some of us did better than others. I'm just saying. Like my brother Ryan, he's brother number three, such a hard worker, you know. Busted his butt in high school, busted his butt in college, more athletic than me, you know, taller than me. I'm the shortest and the fattest of all my brothers, which is so irritating, but I'm also the oldest and the smartest, so that's okay. Things that oldest children bring up in therapy. Struggles with perfection. Oldest children are their parents' first time parenting. This can make them have extreme parenting styles like stricter rules and higher expectations. That was totally my childhood growing up. But it's not really, I don't really struggle with perfection, I don't think, except for the show. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I don't think that counts. Like, I suffer from perfectionism. And it's like, it affects me in such a big way because it's like your whole life. Like, to obsess over one thing, I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I don't know. But I kind of have the attitude, like, if I'm not going to get it perfect, I don't care how well or how bad I do it.
That would be a symptom. That's something therapy could help with.
Oh, all right. Okay. Feelings of imposter syndrome. This one is so bad. The strict upbringing can sometimes result in firstborns being very self-critical or always wanting better. I can't tell you how many times throughout a morning, how many times this morning I've thought, I have no business doing this job. I'm not good enough. Like, why would they hire me to do this? Like, it's a real thing. This imposter syndrome is absolutely a real thing. And I think it's much worse in, like, a field like radio or, like, a creative field like that than even other... No, you don't think?
No, I would say it was just as bad when I had an office job as it is now. Because it's like, you just feel, like, so underqualified in everything that you're doing.
Interesting. Experiences with parentification. This is oldest children who tend to be given adult responsibilities at a younger age, like helping to watch and take care of younger siblings.
Oh,
totally something that I went through. And it also makes you a little jerk. I do remember that because you feel like you have this authority over your siblings. It's not a good thing.
You will respect my authority.
Jealousy towards younger siblings. Did you hear my whole diatribe about my brother Ryan? And trouble asking for help. They feel like they need to handle everything on their own, or they have a hard time expressing their emotions of feeling down. Totally. Totally. Like, I'm the guy that, you know, it's just like, yeah, everything's good. But I also think I'm better at handling stress than all of my brothers combined. I thought some of the texts that we got about the firstborn thing, pretty interesting. Beverly says, spot on. I don't need help with anything and I'm going to do it perfectly, but I still feel like I'm not good enough. But she says Taekwondo is cheaper than therapy, so I just hit and kick stuff. Beer is cheaper than all of those, so that's what I do, Beverly. Corey says about the insufficiency feelings. When confronted like this, I'm just like, I'm human, not perfect. Get over it. That's probably a healthy way to deal with it, Corey.
Yeah, if you can have that mindset. But I don't know. I usually need a therapist to help me walk that through that mindset.
Or maybe you just need to text Corey a little bit. Maybe he can help you out. And Candace says, oh my gosh, I have all of these first child syndrome. I feel like you hear about middle child syndrome all the time, but I've never heard of first child syndrome, and I think it's a thing.
We will help diagnose you with first child syndrome.
There you go. First question, were you born first?
Yeah.